This is Louis Navellier. It is Wednesday, July 27th. Well, the Fed did what we expect them to do, which was to raise key interest rates 75 basis points. The Fed also acknowledged that their rate increases are slowing economic growth. The Fed also cited a very strong labor market. I think the Fed might need to be careful because new claims for unemployment are running about an 8-month high. But obviously unemployment's low because there's still jobs available. But now the key is on the press conference that we don't want Jerome Powell to screw it up. Hopefully Jerome Powell will make it clear that when the Fed meets in September, on September 21st, that will be the last Fed rate hike. The reason I say that is Treasury bond yields continue to fall and the Fed doesn't bite market rates, okay? So as Treasury bond yields continue to fall, it's going to take pressure off the Fed to raise rates much more. But this was widely expected, no surprises, okay? Now, the Atlanta Fed came out and announced that GDP growth is for the second quarter is now, they're estimating a minus 1.2% annual pace. Earlier, there was minus 1.6, so that was an upward revision. We'll see what happens. Now, on Thursday, when the GDP number comes out, Janet Yellen's having a press conference. It looks like they're going to be blaming the supply chains and inventory levels for the for any recession that we're in. In other words, they're going to say, it's not our fault, it was the supply chain glitches, and everything else is fine, just ignore it. And actually, that has some merit because durable goods shot up today dramatically, so that was a very good news, okay? So if we are in a recession, it's odd because earnings are still growing. Durable goods went up 1.9% in June. May durable goods are revised higher. Durable goods have risen 8 of the last 9 months. So I don't know. It doesn't look like a recession. Okay. So it looks like the official excuse was it was an inventory recession or inventory contraction. But we'll see what Janet Yellen says on Thursday. She's scheduled a press conference. The other thing I want you folks to know is earnings are clearly working. You can see it with Enphase Energy. That's one of the stocks that we have in managed accounts. Also, my wife owns that in her personal account just for disclosure reasons. But yeah, if you beat, you go higher, and we have a lot of surprises that are helping drive our stocks. Now, one last comment I'd have, both Google, which is Alphabet, and Microsoft missed. And what's interesting about those stocks is they still gapped up this morning. So there's a lot of money on the sidelines waiting to step in and rescue the market. Now, our friends at Bespoke have a bull-bear spread. That fell below 20% for only the fifth time since 1990. And that's where we are now. And so there's more bears than bulls. And the last time we had a 20% bull-bear spread, the last five times it's happened, the median return of the S&P for the next month, 3 months, 6 months, and year is 2.7% for the next month, 9.19% next 3 months, 14.73% next 6 months, and 20.37% next year. So respectively, it looks like there's a lot of smart money trying to buy good stocks on dips. Obviously, Microsoft's a good dividend stock. Obviously, Google's a monopoly. And even though both companies missed analyst estimates, they were snapped up. And so we have a broad-based rally underway that's very healthy. And I'm very pleased. So hang in there, folks. Enjoy the ride. Let's just hope Jerome Powell behaves himself at the press conference. But as far as what I can tell, it's going to be up, up, and away. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navellier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.